Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Midnight Bites, Stories of the Morganville Vampires, by Rachel Kane, narrated by Angela Daw. Mernan's Tale. This story came about just because I wanted to know more about Mernan for my own understanding of his character, and sometimes the best way to achieve that is to write a character's history from his or her point of view. The character tells me what is important and what changed, for better or worse. Discovering that Mernan's father had some type of mental disorder was important to me, because of course when he was born, such things weren't really understood. When I was working on the draft of the first book in which Mernan appeared, my coworker who read it said, "Oh, you've written a bipolar character and he's actually really cool. Did you know that I take medication for that?" She went on to relate all the ways he was familiar to her. I was amazed and honored. I won't name the coworker for privacy, but I say now as then, thank you for sharing your story with me, and you know who you are. I hope Mernan continues to make you proud. I grew up knowing that I would go insane. My mother spared no chance to tell me so. I was, on regular occasions, walked up the road to the small, windowless shack with its padlocked door and introduced to my dirty, filthy, rag-clad father, who scratched at the walls of his prison until his fingers bled and whimpered like a child in the harsh glare of daylight. I still remember standing there, looking in on him, and the hard, hot weight of my mother's hand on my shoulder to keep me from running, either toward him or away from him. I must have been 5 years old, perhaps, or six. I was old enough to know not to show any sign of distress or weakness. In my household, distress earned you slaps and blows until your tears stopped.